was a very powerful public meeting earlier this year where the teachers, the parents and the students, most importantly the students, spoke out about the completely intolerable conditions in terms of the dilapidated structures within the school and the lack of facilities. You know, for example, there aren't canteen facilities for the students at the school. So you have a fantastic educational standard, first class, top class educational standard, but intolerable conditions. So it's really critical that the delays had to end, and I welcome the progress outlined by the Minister.
And indeed, no doubt you will be keeping the pressure on to ensure that this is the final delay in the delivery of this long-awaited project.
Oh, indeed. I mean, we've waited far too long to get the designs to go to planning stage. You know, it's taken far too long. I'm assured it'll be September and October. There have been works done on the temporary buildings there in the school, and some works in terms of disabled access. There's also a survey of the existing school structure that is really needed, and there needs to be works done on that. So, you know, it appears that the Minister and his department officials have heard the angry voices, the passionate voices, but there's no room for complacency, and we will keep the pressure on.